This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller urging Jamaicans to stage cleanup activities in their communities. Telephone hotline established for monitoring CHIKV, and Health Minister to meet with entertainment industry representatives to discuss travel to Ebola-affected countries. The news in detail after this break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is urging all Jamaicans to stage cleanup activities in their communities as a means of controlling the spread of the chikungunya virus. Mrs. Simpson Miller led a cleanup effort in her Southwest St. Andrew constituency Saturday, October 4. The initiative got underway at 7 a.m. with participation from representatives of several government agencies and private sector organizations.
I think if we set the example and lay the foundation, it will happen across the country. Because people really love to see their surroundings clean, and we should encourage them to do that, to clean up their surroundings and to keep it clean. We will not only have the place cleaned up today, but members of the community will ensure that their surroundings are clean and beautiful for themselves, their children, and for our senior citizens.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Prime Minister, accompanied by Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson, joined community members in the Pinland Division along Spanish Town Road in clearing the area of debris and possible mosquito breeding sites. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health has established a telephone hotline for members of the public to report suspected cases of the chikungunya virus, possible mosquito breeding sites, and to get more information on the disease. The number to call is 1-888-1-LOVE. That's 1-888-225-5637. Persons are being reminded that the hotline is not an emergency number but has been set up for monitoring purposes. Meanwhile, the National Emergency Operations Center has been activated to provide coordination and monitoring support in light of the outbreak of chikungunya. A release from the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, issued Monday, said the agency continued to work with the Ministry of Health through coordinated response and reporting mechanisms. ODPEM is reminding persons to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites and to take the necessary precautions to prevent mosquito bites. The agency is appealing to distributors of paracetamol and insect repellent not to withhold the products or jack up prices in response to the increased demand. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is to meet with representatives of the entertainment industry to discuss non-essential travel to Ebola-affected countries in West Africa.
We have our entertainers who perform in West Africa, some of the countries, and we are saying non-essential travel. We would caution our people not to go to West Africa at this time.
The health minister was speaking in a recent JIS think tank session. He says persons with a recent travel history to affected countries may be quarantined on return to Jamaica. Ebola-affected countries in West Africa include Sierra Leone, Nigeria, Libya, Senegal, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Meanwhile, the health minister is reiterating that the government has heightened surveillance at the ports and health staff has been sensitized and trained concerning Ebola. The Ebola virus is transmitted through direct contact with blood and other bodily fluids or secretions such as stool, saliva, urine, and semen of infected persons. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says Jamaica has been making progress in several areas of the economy. He notes that a number of business indices, including the Logistics Performance Index, Global Competitiveness Index, and the Doing Business Report, are showing improvements in areas key to attracting investments.
Our country is on the rise. The important element is that we have fixity of purpose to ensure that economic growth is achieved with equitable distribution of income and wealth.
Minister Hilton was addressing a recent economic growth symposium in New Kingston. He's underscoring the importance of the micro, small and medium enterprise MSME sector to economic stability and growth. Minister Hilton says with the sector employing some 30% of the country's engaged workforce, the government has placed MSMEs at the center of its growth strategy while reducing impediments to their growth and development. was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.